This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
The last time we were together, having just begun the book of Ephesians and this letter to the church in Ephesus, we were talking about the fact that successful Christian living didn't come by participating in the things of Christ, but rather living in Christ. Triumph over sin's control, having triumph over the domination of sin, this comes in Christ. The blessings come in Christ. But having access and having availability of something and actually using it, well, that's two different things, isn't it? I mean, the bottleneck doesn't occur at the receiving line, but in actuality, understanding and acknowledging those blessings so that I might in turn respond and use them for something or someone bigger than just myself, that's where the buck stops. In Joshua 1:3, God tells us the people, every place that the sole of your feet will tread upon, I have given you. And yet the people there still had to go out and take that land. It wasn't going to come delivered to them, in a UPS truck while they sat and watched TV. Having access to all these blessings and actually appropriating these blessings, well, those are two vastly different things. Both individuals on either side of this issue may indeed be saved. But hear me now, the one living out their salvation in Christ, the one that's embracing the promises and blessings that come from living in the kingdom, is the one who knows that special peace and joy that Paul talks about here at the beginning of this letter. And those who fail to embrace these blessings, well, they're just doomed, I guess, to stay in the baby life. They do not mature. They do not grow up. They never enjoy the view from the top of the mountain because, well, they're either too lazy or fearful or maybe too busy just to climb up there. Now, also, this text, please note that the language doesn't say gifts. That's not what we're talking about here. God's gifts are for the purpose of utilizing them for his glory and to bless and equip the body of Christ that we're part of. In that case, there are certain gifts for certain individuals as he divinely ordains. But blessings, and that's the language of our text, these blessings are given to all people, especially those who are part of the household of faith, the family of saints, i.e. his church. Now, Paul, he was writing from prison here, and yet he says Jesus Christ has blessed him with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, I find it funny, the language, I mean, heavenly places? Paul, you're in prison, man. Paul recognizes that his life was firmly in the hands of God and that anywhere he was, well, God was there too. And that made even the prison a heavenly place. Verse 4 of chapter 1 of Ephesians says, long ago, even before he, that's God, made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We who stand before him, covered with his love. Now, verse 4 here reminds us that our participation in this realm was not mere happenstance and it wasn't just a chance. God actually chose us before he began to separate us and separate us out of the oceans from the land in the book of Genesis. Now, that selection was not made randomly and it wasn't made without some purpose. This body life that we've been talking about, this spiritual oxygen, if you remember, that is not needed or given without a goal in mind. I mean, he chose us and he equipped us to manifest him on this planet and to do so to be holy and without blame. When we are born again, our eyes are opened. We are rescued from the fog of this world, which allows us generally only to see ourselves and usually just see a few feet from us. Prior to salvation, we really have no clear vision and path for which to walk. We cannot see through the void. We don't know where we come from or where we're going. Salvation brings us into the light, and now, seeing clearly for the first time in our lives, we choose to either walk on with this new clarity, or we choose to sit down out of fear. But you need to know He has done His part. He has already bestowed us with all spiritual blessings. Now it's up to us to grab hold of those blessings and to move forward in the use of those blessings. Now, I know we're often quick to embrace God's sovereign election and our sovereign position, but we need to take note that in verse 4, it speaks of our character as well as our divine standing in Him. God may choose us, but you got to know Scripture's quite clear as to our mandatory response to that choice. Now, He does not love some and hate others. No, the Bible is overtly clear that He loves all men, and that does not change. But how we respond to that love accords our grasp, if you will, of the promises and the blessings that He has for us and the joy and the success of our lives in Him. He did not choose us to live as we please. He chose us to live holy and blameless. This is both an immediate positional state of being, you know, an eyes wide open realm of reality, but it's also a maturing and evolving situation where we become or we grow in the likeness of Christ. Now, I am positionally as good as there because I know where I'm going and shall not be deterred, but just the same, I am today still in motion. I'm still traveling down that road.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.